Joy.
WMFO Medford. Unlike milk, long-distance telephone calls, and library books, there is no due date, tolls, or expiration in the grand hour. Pre-recorded.
Thank you, Digital Henry. Good morning. It is the 31st of March, 2021. My name is Arthur. This is the Grand Hour here on 91.5 FM and or WMFO.org. Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to forego the conclusion of Anne of the Airlanes that I played last week because I thought I was a week ahead. But I guess Easter's this weekend, so I'm going to go ahead and play a couple of Easter shows. This is episode 9, the greatest story ever told, titled Betrayal, with an original air date of the 23rd of March, 1947. Thanks for listening.
The greatest story ever told. Tonight we present The Betrayal, the first in a series of 3 Lenten dramas, The Betrayal, The Crucifixion, and The Resurrection, based upon episodes in the greatest life ever lived. The city of Jerusalem is crowded today, for not only is this the beginning of the great feast of the Passover, but the Master is expected. And preceding him has come the strange and inspiring story of the raising of Lazarus. High on the city wall stand the most curious, looking down as the procession of dusty travelers enters the city gates.
So many people, David. I've never seen such a crowd in Jerusalem before.
More than 1 million people, Stephen. All to greet the Master.
And they're all carrying palm leaves. Why? Is that him? The one on the donkey approaching the gate now?
Yes, Stephen, it must be.
But how do you know? I thought that he would look like a prince. A king, even.
It's his eyes. Can't you tell by looking in his eyes how calm and understanding he is?
And I thought he would look like a king.
My mother said you'd never find such peace in a king's eyes.
His donkey's going through the city gate now.
Come to the other side of the wall. We'll see how the people inside the city greet him.
Palms. They're spreading the palms before him. I've never seen that done before.
Well, no one has ever seen a day like this in Jerusalem before.
Those 12 men with him.
His 12 disciples.
See the way the people follow him. They love him. You can see that.
Yes, the people love him. But that may not be enough.
Why not? Why shouldn't it be enough?
You're young, Stephen. You've a great deal to learn. Perhaps you will before you're many days older.
Oh, John, it did my heart good to hear them cheering the Master. You could tell by their cheers that they believe in him now.
Peter, were there ever cheers for one man that didn't disturb other men?
The Romans,
the Romans, and those few traitors among our people who collaborate with them. It's that tight little band of powerful men who run this country and exploit our people. To them, the cheers we heard for the master today will have ugly echoes.
Let them try anything. I have my sword. I'll cut out the heart of the first man who lays a hand on him.
Threatening again, Peter.
I'm sorry, John. We better get on with the preparations for the feast tonight. The master asked that all 12 of us eat the Paschal lamb with him.
Yes, we had better help with the preparations. But, Peter, I...
Yes, John?
Perhaps I'm mistakenly afraid. Forget about it. Let's prepare for tonight.
Well, Annas, did you see it? Didn't I tell you it'd happen? This Nazarene's a menace. You admit that?
Yes, I suppose so, Caiaphas.
You suppose so? Didn't you see it with your own eyes? This isn't just another prophet. I've seen prophets in Jerusalem's streets who are looked on as beggars. This man is far more dangerous than that.
What my daughter ever saw in you, Caiaphas, I don't know. But certainly it was not your brain, my dear son-in-law.
Oh, how can you sit there so calmly? This man is dangerous to us.
Us, Caiaphas? I have ruled here in Jerusalem for a great many years. 7 times high priest. I made my 6 sons high priest. And now you, my son-in-law. But I still rule, even though you hold the empty honor of the office. Yes. I'll decide who's dangerous. Forget the Nazarene. Let this thing run its course. So they cheer him. In a week, they'll forget him.
You can't put me off so easily. You may travel around under false dignity and deceive yourself, but not me. After all, what are we? Nothing but messengers for the Romans here.
Well-paid messengers, you must grant. But go on. Your excursion into truth has fascinating possibilities.
Let the people groan. Let them complain that they're slaves of Rome. We know better. There's double tyranny here. Rome is at the top, yes, but right beneath them, we stand.
Caiaphas, it's coming close to the holiday eve. Forget this whole thing for a while. After that, we can talk about it if you still insist.
Once the holiday is over, it may do no good to talk. You better listen to me now.
Oh, well.
We must be practical about this. We made our deal with the Romans. They want taxes and tranquility, and we promised to deliver that to them.
And haven't we?
So far.
Well, then?
That Nazarene. That one for whom they paved the street with palm leaves. That man is our enemy. Our percentages from taxes, the money we make from sales of doves and lambs for sacrifice in the temple. We stand to lose all that if he's allowed to expose us.
I repeat, pay him no attention and the people will forget about him.
Forget
him?
Did you hear what he did this morning in the temple? He overturned the tables of the money changers and he told the people that they don't have to buy doves and lambs from us for sacrifice anymore.
No more sacrifices?
No.
Our whole business endangered? That's going too far. Maybe you're right.
Just as I say, we must get rid of this Nazarene.
Well, what do you propose?
I've done more than propose.
You've taken steps?
Of course.
Well?
This.
Bag of silver. What for?
It's simple.
Don't smile. Talk.
Among 12 men, any 12 men, there must be at least one who's vulnerable.
Is there?
Yes. And I found him.
How much?
For 30 pieces of silver.
30?
Little enough, isn't it?
Indeed. And the name of this vulnerable person?
The name? I'd almost forgotten. His name is, Judas.
Shall I place the chalice here, John?
Yes, Peter, at the master's place. The master has never made such special preparations before, Peter.
I know. But we must do as we are told. Didn't we meet the man, just as the master said we would? And when he asked the man for this upper room in his house on Mount Zion in which to have this supper, didn't the man agree without a word?
Yes, Peter, but that's all part of the mystery. Why all these special preparations? If it were just for the Passover... Who is there?
It's only I. May I help with the preparations?
Of course, Judas. The master will be here soon.
Good, I'll help with the dishes.
Something wrong, Judas?
What? No, nothing wrong. The plate it just slipped out of my hand.
Then you must feel it, too.
Feel it? Feel what?
This strange thing in the air.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, Judas. I didn't mean to alarm you.
John thinks something's going to happen tonight. He has a feeling.
Well, I can't agree with him.
Please, Judas. Nothing to become so wrought up about.
I'm sorry.
Now, let's get on with things.
Oh, here come the rest.
Welcome, brothers. We are all here now, all 12 of us. Come, let us take our places at the table. And now when the master arrives, we shall begin the supper.
Now that we've gathered here at the supper, what will the master do?
I don't know, Peter.
I'm beginning to sense that feeling you spoke of.
There is something in his eyes that was not there before. Wait, he's reaching for a basin.
Oh, here, master. Here's the basin. And a pitcher of water. That's very strange, John.
Peter, he's kneeling before you.
He's going to... Wait, master, wait. Do you wash my feet? I should wash yours.
What I do, you know not. But you shall know hereafter.
No, master. You shall never wash my feet.
If I wash you not, you have no part of me.
Then, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Master. Master.
Was there ever a man who showed greater humility?
And now, he is beginning to wash the feet of the others, too.
Yes, Peter.
If I, then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than the master.
Master is troubled, John. What did he mean before when he said he desired to eat his Passover with us? Before he suffers.
He knows a great deal more than he has told us, Peter.
I've come to believe as you have. There is something evil in the air.
Wait. He's saying the blessing over the bread now. He's beginning to break the bread into small pieces.
Yes. And see how many pieces.
How many? Wait. 10? 11? 12. 12 pieces.
One for each of us. I'd better help him distribute them.
This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.
But, Master...
Eat, Peter. The chalice, Peter. He's reaching for it. Fill it for him.
Yes, John.
It's blessed now. Take it. Pass it for each man to drink.
Yes, John.
This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me.
Is it I, Lord?
Is it I, Lord?
Is it I, Lord?
Behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table.
Judas! John, did you see? Judas' hand. It was on the table. He tried to remove it quickly and knocked the dish to the floor.
Wait, Peter.
Judas. He's going.
That which you do, do quickly, Judas.
We should stop Judas, John. We must.
Wait, Peter. If the master had wanted Judas stopped, wouldn't he have said so?
But you heard it just as I heard it. He said that Judas was going to betray him.
Can you object if the master doesn't?
Oh, John, this is wrong, all wrong. We should do something.
We should do what we've pledged ourselves to do. Follow the master's words. Wait, Peter.
All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered.
No, Lord, no. Whoever may be offended because of you, I will not. I will go to prison with you. I will even go to death with you. Believe me, Master. Believe me.
I say unto you that this day, even in this night, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me three times.
No, Master. If I should die with you, I would still not deny you. Not in any way, Master. Not in any way.
That must be the one I'm expecting, Annas.
Well, let him in, Caiaphas. If we must do this, let's have it done.
You still don't believe this is the right way?
Do you?
I'd better let him in. Well, come in. Annas, this is the man I told you about. The only one of the 12 that has any sense.
Let's not have so much talk.
What's the matter, Judas?
Nothing. Only what we have to do, let's do it quickly, just as he said.
Who said?
No one. What do you want me to do now?
Tell us where we can find him.
I will take you to him when it is dark.
Well, how will we know him in the dark?
I will point him out to you.
How?
How? I don't know.
That was part of the bargain.
Well, he will... I don't know.
Oh, well, I'll tell you how. You'll go to him and kiss him in greeting. Yes, that's it.
I'll do it. The soldiers will be there?
My own personal guard.
Then it's done.
And here's your money.
Now, get out.
Now, see how easy it is?
You picked one with a weak stomach. Did you see his face when you tossed the coins to him?
Well, tell me, Annis, what kind of a face should a traitor have?
A traitor? Well, it might be a smiling face. Even a laughing face. With no creases in the forehead. That's a traitor for you.
Well, why are you looking at me that way?
How else could I describe your face so exactly?
Yes, well, you've had enough fun at my expense, but one of these days you'll thank me for this.
Do you realize, Caiaphas, that if you carry this thing through, you'll have innocent blood on your hands?
Afraid. Everyone's afraid, except me.
Sometimes it takes a certain amount of courage even to be afraid.
A glib excuse for cowardice.
Caiaphas, I was ruling these people even before you were born. I know their temper. I know how far you can go with them. And more important, I know how far you dare not go.
That man must be destroyed.
And what excuse will you give the people when it happens?
We won't give them any excuse. We'll confront them with a fact and make them accept it. You can't argue with a fact.
An enraged people can change facts.
Oh, nonsense. If the man is dead, he's dead. Nothing can change that.
And if he's dead, will our people stand for that? He has healed their sick. Made their blind to see, raised their dead. They love him.
Yes, and that's why he must go.
Have you thought of the mobs that will form in front of Pilate's palace before this deed can be done?
Oh, mobs. You're getting old, Annas.
What do you mean by that?
There'll be no mobs.
Tomorrow, when they all go seeking him and don't find him, they'll want to know where he is. They'll suspect some trickery. They'll go to Pilate's palace and demonstrate. And you know how Pilate hates crowds of people in front of the palace.
Listen. By tomorrow, this whole thing will be over.
You have thought this out, haven't you?
Indeed, I have. Before dawn, this thing must be done, finished, complete. If it's to be done at all.
You can't do that. You know you can't.
I know I can.
Pilate must condemn the man to death.
He will.
Why?
The people will force him to.
The people? Are you mad, Caiaphas?
Well, who are the people? A handful of men. 10, 20, 50. How many people make up the people?
Oh, what sort of stupid question is that at such a time as this?
I will surprise the people.
The same people who welcomed this man into Jerusalem today, the people who love him, you think they'll turn against him now?
No, but Pilate need never know that.
Oh.
The beggars, the fools, the drunkards, the crooked, they'll be the people. Before dawn this morning, and I will hire them.
You'd have him caught, tried, convicted, and sentenced to death before morning?
Yes.
To hold a trial at night and on a holiday is illegal. You can't do it.
I've already issued the orders for the judges to assemble at my palace.
John.
Yes, Peter?
Why here? Why has the master brought us to Gethsemane?
I don't know.
He seems to know that he will die. Everything he has said and done this night shows that.
And if that is so?
What did he mean that he would rise again and go before us into Galilee?
We will have to wait and see.
And when he said that I would deny him 3 times before the cock crows, that can't be.
He knew about Judas.
I won't vouch for anyone else, John. But for myself, I know what I will do. How could I ever deny him? After all he's taught me, after all he's shown me, could I deny him now?
If he said it, it will happen, Peter.
It won't. I tell you, John, it won't happen. I'll never deny him.
Lower your voice, Peter. The others sleep.
I'm tired myself. It's been a long day full of strange incidents.
It's been that.
And now the master kneels off there by himself. Why, John?
He's praying. Praying to his father against the hour of suffering he knows will come.
Then we'd better not talk anymore. We may disturb him.
Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Peter.
Oh, Master, forgive me. I must have fallen asleep.
Could ye not watch with me 1 hour?
Forgive me, Master. John, we've fallen asleep. Wake up. Wake.
Wake?
Yes.
Was I asleep, Peter?
We were all asleep. John, did you hear? Marching feet.
Yes. We'd best lead the Master away from here.
Come, Master, come with us. We'll hide you, keep you safe. Please, Master, this time, come with us.
Rise. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me.
John, what shall we do?
What can we do?
I have a sword with me.
Don't use it, Peter. Would you offend him now?
Oh!
Look, Peter, in the flickering light of the torches. Soldiers.
Yes. John, look who's with him.
Judas.
Judas, indeed.
But the Master stands his ground.
He doesn't want to save himself.
He knows it is the will of his Father in heaven.
Well, go on.
It's Judas. He's coming forward toward the Master.
Don't draw your sword, Peter. Not now.
They won't take him. I tell you, they won't take him.
Guards, surround them all. Go ahead, Judas.
He's kissing him.
Hail, Master.
Friend, wherefore are you come?
He's the one. Seize him.
Wait. Don't put a hand on him. The first man who reaches out to touch him will feel this sword in his throat.
Peter, put up again thy sword into his place. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword.
But, Master, no.
Please, Peter, do as he says.
They'll take him without a hand reached out to help him.
It is the way he walks.
Surround him. Lay them off. March.
Master. Oh, Master.
Keep marching.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you, Ad Council. That sounded like the voice of Morgan Freeman. He would have played a good Christ or God in this series. That was episode 9 of The Greatest Story Ever Told, Betrayal, with an original air date of the 23rd of March, 1947. This is Arthur, and you're listening to the Grand Hour here on 91.5 FM and or WMFO.org, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to continue here for Easter, celebrating Easter this weekend with another The Greatest Story Ever Told. I'm going to skip the crucifixion, and we're just going to hear the resurrection. Had an original air date of the 6th of April, 1947. I have played The Greatest Story Ever Told before. I think I played The Crucifixion and The Resurrection. But anyway, the series was based on a book by Fulton Arcelor. I don't know, it was an ambitious production with a full orchestra and 16-voice choir. The production, however, remained ambiguous as the actors weren't revealed and there were no production photographs or little to no commercial breaks. But anyway, we'll continue on here with The Resurrection. Thanks for listening.
Greatest Story Ever Told. Tonight we present The Resurrection, the third in a series of three Lenten dramas, The Betrayal, The Crucifixion, and The Resurrection, based upon episodes in the greatest life ever lived. Outside the gates of a Roman palace in Jerusalem, the palace of Pontius Pilate, there is now no hired mob. Only one man approaches the gates, and the guard challenges him.
Who goes there?
I am Joseph of Arimathea. I have come to see Pontius Pilate.
Matter of life and death, I suppose. That's what they always say.
This is a matter only of death. It concerns the burial of a man. That can't wait.
We'll see. Sergeant of the Guard, man who calls himself Joseph of Arimathea wants to talk to His Excellency. Says it concerns the burial of a man. What shall I do?
Have him wait. We'll see.
You heard?
Yes. I'll wait.
Hey, did you hear about the excitement this morning?
Yes, I did.
Crazy, isn't it? Man getting himself killed over a few words? You know, they'd have let him off if he'd only said he didn't mean it.
Yes.
Imagine a man dying for words. Why? What's it get him?
Something you Romans haven't discovered yet.
Maybe not. When I saw him staggering down that road carrying that cross on his back, I said to myself, there goes a fool or the bravest man that ever lived.
He was no fool.
You know, they don't come any braver than Roman soldiers. Everybody in the world knows that. But they couldn't get one of us to die just for a few words. No, sir. We've got to know what we're dying for. Land or treasure. Something real, something hard, something a man can see and feel, not just words.
Guard, you may bring the man in. Pilate will see him.
Aye, sir. All right. Come along. I'll take you to His Excellency.
Oh, it's you, Joseph. Well, what can I do for you?
Your Excellency, a man has died on a cross on Calvary. I would like to have his body released.
You knew the man?
I did.
And you want to show him the honor of burying him? Why?
Do I have to tell you why?
I thought you hated him.
I didn't hate him. I had nothing to fear from him. He was my friend.
Friend?
Yes. He was friend to every man who'd let him be a friend.
Yet your people asked to have Barabbas freed instead of him.
My people? Oh, no, Pilate. A hired mob paid to stand outside your palace gates. A mob speaking on cue like actors on a Roman stage. They asked for Barabbas.
But they told me
they
that...
They told you. Pilate, I'm afraid as a Spanish warrior serving Rome, you're strong and cunning. But as a statesman, you're weak and innocent as a baby.
How dare you speak to me that way?
Since last night, I've come to dare many things. From now on, the truth will be spoken more freely in this land. For one man has shown us that it's not so hard to die for truth.
Truth. Yes, I remember. I asked him, what is truth?
And he answered?
With his eyes only. But it was enough. Such a man deserves a decent burial. You may have the body.
Thank you, Pat.
How will you bury him?
I have a tomb, which I had bought for myself. A cave carved out of rock. He shall lie there.
And the manner of burial?
In the custom of my people, of course. The multitude loved him. He was one of us. How much they loved him, you'll know before long.
You are threatening again.
To men who bow to political expediency, any fact can be a threat. You'll find that out, Pilate. Yes, you'll find that out.
You sent for us, Pilate. Why?
I sent for you because of the way Joseph of Arimathea spoke. It had a nasty undertone. If there's going to be trouble, you'll have to patch up things or face the consequences, Anna.
Wait, Pilate. You can't be swayed by every breeze that blows. As for explaining this to the people, don't worry. We'll do that. But why did Joseph come here? Just to make threats?
No. He asked for permission to bury him.
And when you refused, he began making the threat?
I didn't refuse.
What?
The man deserved a decent burial, didn't he?
Yes, after all, Annas, he's out of harm's way now.
Don't you understand what's happened here?
What do you mean?
You suspect something, Annas?
Of course. It's not the burial that's important.
What do you think he means to do with the body, if not bury it?
Of course he'll bury it. But that's only the beginning. You've heard them, his disciples, talking about the fact that one day he would rise. Even he himself gave an inkling of it when he said, the temple would be destroyed and he would rebuild it within 3 days.
The temple? What's that got to do with it?
Everything. It was not the temple he spoke of at all, but the temple of the soul, which is the body. He meant that his body would be destroyed and that it would rise in 3 days.
It is impossible. Isn't it, Anna?
You know that, and I know that. But if the body were to be buried, and then were to be secreted away in the dark by night by his followers, they could claim that he had risen and gone off by himself. Don't you see?
Yes.
It's too late. Joseph's claimed the body already.
But we can use his own plot to confound him. We can make sure the body never arises. But it stays in the tomb past the 3 days. We'll place a guard there. We'll seal the tomb.
Place the guard?
With your permission, of course.
And if I refuse?
Would you refuse, Pilate?
I've had enough of this. I've washed my hands of the whole thing. I'm sick of it.
Have you ever been in a storm at sea, Pilate?
Of course.
And been sick from time to time?
I'm a soldier, not a sailor. Yes, I've been sick at sea.
It's the same in this case. Sick as you may be, you're in this now. You better stay with the ship till we all reach shore. Do you understand?
Joseph was right. I'm not much of a politician. All right. You may place a guard.
Thank you, Pilate. Now we'll go and take care of matters. Come along, son-in-law.
Yes, Anna.
Halt!
Captain, have your guards roll a huge rock up to the entrance of the tomb. It must be so large that it cannot be moved even by 5 men. Do you understand, Captain?
Yes, sir.
And it must cover the whole entrance to the tomb so that none can enter it, even the smallest child.
Yes, sir. We'll search for the rock at once.
There is no need to do that. I noticed one as we passed by on the way. Leave 2 men to guard the tomb. Bring the rest of them with me. We'll put the rock in place now.
A little more, men.
Is that enough, Hannes?
Roll it closer. There's still some space between the rock and the entrance to the tomb. Closer.
All right, men. Again.
Good. That's fine, fine. Now remember, 2 men must stand guard each hour of the day and night. Is that understood?
Yes, sir. It will be done.
Now, Caiaphas, there'll be no false miracles here. No disciples stealing in during the dark of night and carrying off the body. It's in there to stay.
Back and forth, back and forth. And what for?
Who knows? Who's afraid of a dead man?
Ah, there's some people who think it's their duty to find things for soldiers to do.
Yeah, like guarding a stone that guards a tomb. Oh. Well, keep walking.
Wait.
What? What is it?
Someone's coming.
Get ready for trouble. That's your spear?
Yes, but there'll be no trouble. Look, it's 2 women.
This is the place, Mary. He lies here.
Yes. We must wait here. And pray.
The Master. He suffered so.
Well, what do you want here, woman?
The Master lies in there. We've come to mourn.
No one is to loiter here.
Is it loitering to mourn for the dead?
Hey, wait, I know you. Aren't you the one they call Mary of Magdalene?
I am.
When I'm dead, I don't want the likes of you mourning for me.
You'll not talk that way to her.
I'll not take orders from you either. Now, move on.
Oh, please. Please allow us to remain here. Just let us stay for a while and we'll go soon without a word.
You won't make any bargains with me. Come on, move on, both of you.
Don't touch her.
I'll do what I choose to do in a...
Thunder. Thunder out of a cloudless sky. Thunder.
The rock. It moves. It moves by itself. Tell you, we saw it.
Say it once more, Mary. I can't believe it.
Please, Peter, she's upset.
We saw it. The thunder first, and then the rock slowly rolled away. The guards were struck senseless.
And then we ran to tell you, John. Oh.
Please, don't weep.
Can this be a trick, John? Maybe they've tried to steal his body away. Shouldn't we go and see?
By all means, come, Peter. We'll go to the tomb.
Oh, wait. Wait, I'll go with you.
It's true. True, the rock is rolled away. Hurry, Peter, hurry.
I see, John. Should we go in?
I don't know.
But I must see. I'm going in, John. So dark. It's difficult to see. Wait. Feel something.
The shroud. Empty. He's gone. Gone!
Come, Peter. We must tell the others. We must find out what has happened here. If we can. Come, quickly.
What did you find?
He's gone, Mary.
Gone? It can't be true.
But it is. Now we must go back and tell the others. Are you coming with us?
No, I'll wait here. I'll wait here.
You may be in danger.
Leave me. I'll wait here alone.
Take care, Mary.
Gone. Gone.
Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?
They've taken away my lord, and I don't know where they've placed him. If you are the gardener here, tell me, please. Have you removed him from here? Tell me where, and I will take him away.
Mary.
Master. Master.
Touch me not. For I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God.
It can't be! It can't be!
Don't shout so, Caiaphas.
Well, it's a trick! You want me to believe that the stone rolled away by itself?
I don't want to believe it either, but...
But what?
Thunder, rock moving. Saw it move. Saw it move.
Don't stop jabbering, you idiot, and get out of here!
Come, come, we'll go.
The thunder, the rock rolling. Rolling and nobody there.
Get out! Get out! What kind of a trick was it, Annis? You know about these things. You know everything. Tell me.
I know everything. Yes.
What could it have been?
You're frightened. Eh, Caiaphas?
Well, I'm not frightened. I'm bewildered. I don't know what... I don't know.
You don't know. After all this, now you begin to realize you don't know.
You're frightened, Caiaphas. I can see it in your coward's face.
Now, please, Annis, please, don't talk that way to me. Maybe I have made a mistake, but I meant it only for the best, for both of us.
Quiet. They ran away. All his followers ran away. Like frightened sheep.
Yes, and that part worked, didn't it?
Did it?
Why do you look at me that way?
Fool, fool, fool.
What is it?
Yes, they ran away. And if we had kept him in jail, they would have... stayed away.
Well, we did better.
Yes,
we killed him.
We did better. They'll be back. All of them. In just as long as it takes for the word to travel, they'll be...
Don't you realize what has happened? He's shown them that you can die with grace and courage for an idea that you believe in. And that dying that way means more than living... any other way.
It's been proven. Proven. Annis, what is it? Listen to me.
Listen to you. You wonder why I laugh. You can wonder. You, a stupid fool, risen to power through lies and dishonesty. You had a hand in proving so great a thing. History has played you a strange, vengeful trick, Caiaphas. You should complain against it.
for it has placed your littleness against the greatness of this thing that has happened. You miserable, lying traitor.
Me, traitor?
You betrayed a whole people with this rotten deed. But as the master himself might have said, God have mercy on you.
I don't like the way you're talking, Annas. We can brazen this thing out. If we don't, the people will take their revenge on us.
Let them. I won't fight it. For I have seen it. I should have known when Pilate asked him, what is truth? And he answered only with his eyes. He is truth, Caiaphas, and truth murdered and buried will rise, as it always has, and always will.
You believe this? You believe what has happened? Tell me, do you, Annas?
I almost wish I didn't.
And he spoke to me. Believe me, John. Peter, he spoke to me.
We believe, Mary.
And I denied him. 3 times.
Please, Peter, don't think of that now. You were no less courageous than the rest of us.
And when he used to call us, ye of little faith, I didn't know what he meant. But when danger came, we were of little faith.
But now, he is risen. Risen, Peter.
Will he ever forgive us for what we did?
Before we deserted him, he knew and forgave. Now he sent Mary to tell us that he is risen. Come, Peter. We must gather the others. We must stand together. And from now on, we shall never be afraid again. Come.
I just received the word. I came here as quickly as I could.
Were you followed, Thomas?
No, the city is quiet. No more guards than usual. Tell me what I heard. Is it true? Can it be true?
Yes, Thomas. It is true.
All the way here, I said it over and over to myself. And?
And?
I could not believe.
Did you hear what Thomas said, John?
Thomas, if he hadn't appeared to us after Mary had seen him, perhaps we would not believe either. But we saw him. We saw him.
Now do you believe?
Don't all look at me that way. Is it my fault if I'm skeptical by nature? Sometimes I wish I didn't doubt so much. I do. I cannot believe unless my doubts are satisfied.
But the rest of us believe, Thomas.
Have I ever been like the rest of you? Wanted to be? I'm not. When he lived...
He still lives, I tell you.
Please, Peter, let him say it in his own way.
Thank you, John. When he lived, he indulged my doubts. He explained to me. Taught me patiently. Now that he's gone, shall I be content with less? I want to believe. I want to believe.
Please, Thomas.
You must understand, John. I can't believe, not until I see the nail wounds in his hands, the wound the soldier's spear made in his side. Else, I will not believe.
Master. Master.
It is he.
Master, it is you.
Peace be to you.
Master. Master. You know me well. I am Thomas. And being Thomas, I doubt. I must have proof before I believe.
Thomas, reach out thy finger and behold my wounds.
Yes, Master. The nail wounds. The wounds.
And bring hither thy hand and put it into my side.
A wound of the soldier's spear. Oh, Master, Master.
And be not faithless, but believing.
My Lord and my God.
Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Thanks for listening.
Happy Easter.